From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. The Indonesian Assembly Chairperson Bambang Susatyo said the Assembly resolution needed for declaring President Vice President-elect. Indonesian government encourages Indonesian fashion to become international winner. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. The leadership of the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR RI, has recognized the need for an MPR RI resolution for designating the president and the vice president-elect after their victory is confirmed by the General Elections Commission, or KPU. The establishment of such a resolution and the mechanism of the inauguration of the president and the vice president must be regulated through a law on the assembly and the assembly rules of procedure that will be drafted by the assembly research body and constitutional research commission. This was stated by the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Chairperson Bambang Susatyo after the assembly leadership meeting on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, pointed out that this year, with about $26 billion, the fashion subsector has become the number one contributor to creative economy exports, with achievements almost more than 60%. He said that the fashion industry has already been the host in Indonesia. Nevertheless, he encourages the improvement of the quality of this fashion sector. He also remarked that Indonesian designers must be able to take opportunities in ASEAN markets and Asia, not only to be the host in Indonesia, but also the international champion.
Produk ekonomi kreatif kita harus ditingkatkan kualitas.
The Indonesian government has to improve the quality and must also see the number of these designers on how to take opportunities in markets, firstly around Indonesia, ASEAN, and Asia, in order to make Indonesian fashion able not only to be competitive in Indonesia's domestic area, but also to be a global champion. Meanwhile, Deputy for Digital Economy and Creative Products of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Muhammad Nail El Himam, noted some efforts have been carried out by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy to make the fashion industry a host in Indonesia, including by taking an ecosystem approach, starting from the level of designers, infrastructure, financing, until the market fashion. Next, we have the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, who stated that based on President Joko Widodo's direction, permits for organizing activities such as concerts, sports, arts and culture, music, as well as other creative economic activities, must be facilitated and digitalized. In his statement in Jakarta on Monday, he conveyed that the government would integrate all permits among the central government, regional government, ministries or institutions, and the Indonesian National Police. Minister Sandiaga further said the effort would ease the 30,000 events and it has the potential to create economic movement.
Nah, ini alur perizinan event yang telah
terstandarisasi. The standardized and digitalized event licensing will give ease for more than 30,000 events from the medium to large scale, which has the potential to create an economic movement of around 170 trillion rupiah. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga further explained that by having the digitization of all these integrated permits, the licensing process will be easier. He also remarked that the government is targeting 6 months before the implementation. Principal permits for major international level events have been already issued. Meanwhile, for more technical permits, the Indonesian government is targeting 3 months and 45 days before the implementation for final permits. The last national news comes from being with President Joko Widodo at the helm, the government will continue to support the nickel downstreaming policy. This was conveyed by Minister of National Development Planning and Head of the National Development Planning Agency, or Bappenas, Suharto Monoarfa, as quoted by Antara on Monday. In a post published on his Instagram account on Monday, he highlighted that the nickel downstreaming policy is bolstering national economic and industrial growth. Monoarfa expounded the nickel downstreaming policy has recorded several achievements. Now we move to the international news. United States Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns says that Beijing needs to be more forthcoming about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, a day after reports that the U.S. Energy Department concluded the outbreak likely began because of a Chinese laboratory leak. As reported by VOA.com, Ambassador Nicholas Burns told the U.S. Chamber of Commerce event by video link Monday that China needs to be more honest about what happened 3 years ago in Wuhan with the origin of the COVID-19 crisis. Wuhan is the Chinese city where the first cases of the novel coronavirus were reported in December 2019. The term of Lebanon's powerful General Security Chief Abbas Ibrahim is set to end this week, and neither cabinet nor parliament have discussed a measure that would allow him to stay on after reaching the legal retirement age. As reported by ArabNews.com, Ibrahim, who hails from southern Lebanon, has headed the General Security Directorate since 2011 and is considered a key regional interlocutor who has good ties with the Iran-backed group Hezbollah and links with Western governments. We end the news with Deputy Defense Minister Hwang Soon-Chin urged the U.S. to increase support to meet the target of clearing 350,000 hectares of land contaminated by wartime unexploded ordnance in Vietnam over 2023-2028 period. As reported by VOVworld.vn, meeting with U.S. Ambassador Mark Nepper in Hanoi on Monday, Deputy Minister Chin pointed out the U.S. should prioritize direct support to Vietnamese partners and international organizations and expand its assistance to other contaminated localities other than central provinces. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. Another prestigious international sports event was just held in Indonesia. After hosting the 2022 Mandalika MotoGP in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara on March 18 to 20, 2022, this year, the prestigious F1 powerboat F1 H2O World Championship 2023 race was held at Lake Toba, North Sumatra on February 24 to 26, 2023. The 2023 F1 Powerboat World Championship is the leading international series of single-seat racing boats held by the Union Internationale Motonautique, or UIM. F1 H2O is attended by 10 teams with 20 drivers. In one championship, there are 8 racing series, with the first series in 2023 held in Lake Toba, Indonesia. After Indonesia, the next series will be held in China. The F1 Powerboat World Championship 2023, which was attended by President Joko Widodo and several high-ranking officials of the country, is not only a prestigious racing event, but also Indonesia's efforts to restore economic and tourism conditions after being hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. The public enthusiasm to watch the F1 Powerboat race was enormous. They did various ways to be able to watch the racers in action. One proof of the community's enthusiasm was that all accommodation in Balige City were fully occupied, from hotels to homestays, even people's home. The increasing flow of domestic tourists visiting the tourism area of Lake Toba to witness the F1 powerboat helped revive the local economy. Not only hotels and inns, but also restaurants got a positive impact from the F1 powerboat. The increase was very high during the 3-day F1 powerboat event. Based on data obtained by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, the economic impact of the F1 powerboat is estimated to reach 300 billion rupiah, with a target of visiting tourists of up to 25,000 people. Indonesia should be proud to have successfully held the World Powerboat Championship on Lake Toba. This cannot be separated from the role of the government, especially the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurants Association, small and medium enterprises, and of course, the local community and tourists who have participated in the success of this prestigious event. Rise up Indonesia's economy and tourism. We begin today in history with February 28, 1922, when Egypt's independence from Britain's accord. Egypt is a nation with an 8,000-year-old ancient civilization. From the 16th to the 20th century, Egypt was controlled by foreign powers starting from the Ottoman Empire, French to Britain. On February 26, 1922, Egypt gained their independence but stayed under the British protectorate. In 1953, Egypt's government system shifted from a kingdom to a republic. Let's move on to February 28, 1991, when the Gulf War ended. The Persian Gulf War, or just Gulf War, happened from August 2, 1990 until February 28, 1991. The war broke because of Iraq's invasions of Kuwait. Iraq invaded Kuwait quickly and made it an Iraqi province on August 28, 1990. A war then began between the UN coalition led by the USA against Iraq, which was supported by the Soviet Union and North Korea. The war was won by the UN coalition and they agreed to release Kuwait. We end today in history with Rare Disease Day. The Rare Disease Day aims to encourage researchers and decision makers to feel the needs of people with rare disease. The day also promotes more access for people with rare disease in getting treatment. Rare Disease Day was initiated by the European Organization for Rare Disease and was commemorated for the first time on February 29, 2008. Considering February 29 only happens in 4 years, the rare disease was moved
to the last day of February.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is entitled Indonesia Support UN Resolution for Peace in Ukraine. Indonesia support the resolution adopted by the General Assembly of the United Nations to end the war and restore peace in Ukraine. The resolution, entitled UN Charter Principles Underlying a Comprehensive, Just and Lasting Peace in Ukraine, was adopted in an emergency session of the UN General Assembly in New York on Thursday, ahead of a year since Russia's aggression against Ukraine. As quoted by the Antara page in a written statement, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs explained that Indonesia's support for the resolution was given because of the substance and spirit of the resolution, which upholds the principles of the UN Charter and international law. These include peaceful conflict resolution, respect for human rights, and law enforcement. The statement from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Friday also stated that Indonesia's move was part of an effort to continue to encourage the two conflicting parties to return to the negotiating table, bearing in mind that the responsibility to end the war lies with both parties in conflict. Indonesia emphasized that it would continue to encourage the international community to create a conducive situation for the implementation of peace in Ukraine. For Indonesia, the zero-sum game approach in the Ukrainian war will not solve the problem, referring to the term which means the advantage won by one party over the other party's loss. With the adoption of this resolution, the UN General Assembly demanded that Russia withdraw from Ukraine and stop fighting. A total of 141 UN members supported the resolution, while 7 countries rejected it, namely Russia, Belarus, North Korea, Eritrea, Mali, Nicaragua, and Syria. Russia's ally China declared abstain in the UN vote. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kepada yang kuhormati di sana, ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini rindu akan nawaimu. Semesta riang tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Senang riang alunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Bina metropolis sang mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pun kan terkenang melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu. Sona jiwa dan berpesta.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, when traveling to Jambi, Sumatra Island, Indonesia, try to enjoy a variety of culinary specialties. One of them is eel curry. Eel curry is a typical food of Batin tribe, one of the local tribes who live in the inland of Jambi Forest. Precisely in the Rantai Panjang area, which is included in the Merangin Regency. Apart from that, in other areas such as Muaro Regency, this food is also one of the special dishes that cannot be separated from the people of Sekernan, because it has become a culinary tradition that has been passed down for generations. How to make delicious eel curry and not fishy smell is the first white fiber in the backbone of the eel is pulled first. This eel curry dish also uses various spices such as onion, garlic, turmeric, ginger, chili, galangal, candle nut, coconut milk, and other spices. To add taste, usually the dish is given bitter melon, sweet potato leaves, fern leaves, rims, and others. So that in a bowl of eel curry, there are also vegetables that are complementary. When eaten, it tastes so tasty and delicious. Usually, Sekernan residents always present this eel curry in the wedding, both before the party and on the day of the party. In addition to wedding or other festival, this eel curry is usually often found when fasting Idul Fitr, where many Sekernan residents sell curry on the side of the road. Besides being often found during a celebration, this eel curry can also be found in some restaurants, but not many sell it. The price is 15,000 rupiah per portion, or about $1. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata, dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hey Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is memesan makanan or ordering food. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled matang atau setengah matang, which means cook or half cooked. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a restaurant waiter. The waiter asked Dev to choose the level of the egg's doneness. Let's listen to their conversation.
Saya ingin telur mata sapi.
Telurnya matang atau setengah matang?
After listening to the conversation, I will give you some phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, matang atau setengah matang, which means cook or half cook. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Telur. Telur, which means egg. Matang. Matang, which means cooked. Atau. Atau, which means or. Setengah matang. Setengah matang, which means half or undercooked. Telurnya matang atau setengah matang. Telurnya matang atau setengah matang, which means are the eggs cooked or undercooked. Anda. Anda, which means you. Ingin. Ingin, which means want. Kopi. Kopi, which means coffee. Teh. Teh, which means tea. Sarapan. Sarapan, which means breakfast. Di restoran. Di restoran, which means at the restaurant. Di kamar. Di kamar, which means in the room. Telur mata sapi atau telur ceplok. Telur mata sapi atau telur ceplok, which means fried or sunny side up eggs. Nasi kebuli. Nasi kebuli, which means kebuli rice. In the conversation, you heard the question, telurnya matang atau setengah matang? Telurnya matang atau setengah matang, which means are the eggs cooked or undercooked? In the speech, there is a conjunction atau, which means or. It is used to connect two choices about the nature of something, such as the level of maturity or doneness of the eggs, cooked or half-cooked, or undercooked. The conjunction atau, which means or, is put between options. For example, telurnya matang atau setengah matang. Telurnya matang atau setengah matang, which means are the eggs cooked or undercooked? Other examples. In addition to connecting choices about the nature of something, this conjunction atau, which means or, can be used to connect choices about other things, such as things and places. Let's listen to some examples on atau, which means or, connecting choices about things and places. Anda ingin kopi atau teh? Anda ingin kopi atau teh? Which means, do you want coffee or tea? Anda boleh sarapan di restoran atau di kamar? Anda boleh sarapan di restoran atau di kamar, which means you can have breakfast in the restaurant or in the room. In the conversation, Dev mentions telur mata sapi. Telur mata sapi, which means sunny side up eggs. In Indonesia, it is called telur ceplok. Telur ceplok, which means fried or sunny side up eggs. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example conversation once again.
Saya ingin telur mata sapi.
Telurnya matang atau setengah matang?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the title Matang atau Setengah Matang, which means cooked or half or undercooked. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
shadows. See me walking slowly, surely, gently.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Moto Negeri by Dr. Andes Haji Bahtiar Ismail. The song, which was composed by Dr. Andes Haji Bahtiar Ismail, is a regional song of Palalawan, one of regencies in Riau Province, Sumatra Island. According to the title of the song tells about the motto of Palalawan Regency, namely, Tuah Negeri Seia Sekata, where the people uphold the values of mutual cooperation, deliberation, mutual help, and the same destiny. Well, listener, here is the Malay song, Moto Negeri, by Dr. Andes Haji Bahtiar Ismail. Enjoy!
Kalaulah kuat iman di dada, dunia
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.